The assembly heard just over an hour of public testimony on regulating local pot businesses and whether the issue should go to a public vote. Some were opposed to a prohibition on marijuana businesses. Mike Tolson said he was a cancer patient and pot user. He said local medical users had no way to purchase pot legally in town.
Yes, they buy it illegally in town. The only places we can go and get it, we can't bring it back legally. Go to Anchorage and I can buy it. No help, no bup, no nothing. The marijuana card don't mean nothing. It really doesn't.
Others argued that opting out would do nothing to end the sales of pot in Petersburg and thought alcohol sales were more of a danger to the community than marijuana. The assembly also heard from businesses that are hoping to operate here. Gary Morgan has applied for a state cultivation license under the business name Southeast Moogdrug, located near Papke's Landing, about 10 miles south of town.
Petersburg has an opportunity to welcome a new industry, one that will create good-paying jobs for locals and more tax revenue for the borough. I would recommend that the borough consider some additional local taxation. As a resident, I'd like to see the borough earn some new tax revenue.
Morgan's is one of two businesses in the Petersburg borough seeking a marijuana license from the state. Susie Burrell wants to sell pot from the rear of her Main Street restaurant and offer a local smoking room if that's an option. Burrell didn't think it was fair to be considering a pot business ban now.
The gentleman there, back there with the grow operation, we've already invested thousands of dollars in what we're already doing. This is something that should have been decided before the application for these things came out in February, in my opinion.
Burrell thought the opt-out issue should have been decided by Petersburg's committee formed to make recommendations on a pot ordinance. During meetings last year and into this year, committee members voiced little interest in a prohibition on pot businesses. However, several members of that committee this spring did send letters and emails to the borough supporting such a vote. That committee did not come to any agreement on recommendations other than to suggest a smaller pot business buffer zone than the 500-foot requirement in state regulation. And others testifying before the assembly this month thought the issue should be voted on. Sherry Wecon wanted to hear about limits on the number of businesses and where they could operate.
I'm not saying necessarily to opt out, but I am saying that I don't think that, I mean, I personally do not want to see it in our downtown area. I just don't feel that it's a good thing to do.
Another local resident, Tom Marsh, questioned the pot business supporters' comparisons to alcohol sales.
Every one of them is telling us that it's bad. Every one of them has said that they know it's bad. And as a community, we're making a decision to distribute something that every person who is pro-marijuana has just said not as bad as.
Assembly members were hearing public comment on the draft local law for how pot businesses could be allowed to operate. The draft inserts language into Petersburg's law on alcohol sales and would essentially regulate pot businesses nearly the same way as the existing liquor law, with a few exceptions. Approval of that new law has been put on hold, however, until the borough makes updates to its local smoke-free law to make an allowance for pot smoking at a local shop, something that would be allowed under the proposed marijuana law. The decision to put an opt-out question before voters was not on the assembly agenda this month, but it was an issue raised by Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter. It came up as a discussion item later in the meeting, and Wallhuter said he wanted to make decisions slowly.
If we were to rush headlong into this sort of thing without getting more getting as much information as we can before we do it, because we only have one chance to get it right, you know, and then we have generations in which to live with if it's wrong. So I'd hate to see us untie the boat before we get the chance to get the engine started. So
Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger wondered why Wallhuter was pursuing an opt-out vote now. Stanton Greger chaired the committee established to make the pot law recommendations, and he cited the 2014 vote numbers locally.
58%, as was cited earlier, of people in Petersburg voted for it. Commercial sales, not just legal, marijuana. And I don't want to be responsible at this point for usurping the vote of the people. They voted clearly, and we moved forward accordingly. I will not be supporting putting opt-out on the ballot.
Other assembly members said they were inclined to advance the marijuana ordinance next month and make changes then, along with changes to the local smoking law. The assembly next meets on Monday, June 6th at noon and plans another public hearing on the topic. The mayor and assembly encouraged more public input on the issue as well. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.